From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. In the past month, there's been a 70% spike in confirmed cases of COVID-19 among children in Massachusetts. While most kids recover quickly, some experience long-lasting effects, aka long COVID. GBH reporter Liz Nieslaus has been following this trend, and she joins us now. Hey, Liz, good to have you here.
Hi, Paris. Great to be with you.
So we've heard about adult COVID long haulers since early on in the pandemic, but how common is this among kids?
Well, it's not really known yet. One of the reasons is that COVID in general, the focus was on adults, and it was kind of assumed that kids really weren't getting it as much. They didn't get as sick. There's a lot more known about that now. Certainly the numbers are showing that more kids are getting it. So the question, though, about how common it is one of the first things that researchers want to get to. There's been a lack of testing among kids, so it's hard to know on the numbers, and researchers have been tracking all these different long-haul symptoms. So if you use different sets of data, you're going to get different numbers. Congress set aside late last year more than $1 billion over 4 years to look into long COVID for both adults and children. And the NIH recently announced this massive nationwide study using $500 million of that money. Half of them will be adults, half of them will be children. And the scale of this study is enormous. Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, in announcing the study, said, "This really shows how seriously we are taking the problem of long COVID." He called the scale daunting.
There have been 40 million documented infections with COVID-19 just in the United States alone. If it's the case that 10 to 30% of people will have some form of long COVID, we're talking about millions of people.
Wow, that is a lot of people. How does long COVID affect kids?
So there are lots of symptoms, Paris. That's one of the challenges of long COVID. It's really wide-ranging, everything from fatigue and brain fog to insomnia, persistent headaches, chest pains, heart palpitations, dizziness. Doctors say kids usually have a combination of two symptoms, and there are clinics that have been springing up around the country to treat the symptoms of long COVID. Clinics like the one at Boston Children's Hospital, where Dr. Alicia Johnston is seeing many, many kids.
If we see kids with physical, social, and psychological consequences of post-COVID syndrome, and these are, you know, functional limitations that present real challenges to patients' wellness and their overall quality of life. And I, this is real. We don't know how often it happens, but it absolutely is impacting quality of life for many, many children across the world.
So with all those different symptoms, how do you identify long COVID in a child?
Well, that's an excellent question, because there's really no agreed definition yet. There's no way really to screen other than parsing through the different symptoms. Kids really need to have had symptoms for longer than a month. It really is about checking your child. If your child is exhibiting behavior that doesn't seem typical, if you think they've had COVID, if you've confirmed they've had COVID, you really need to check with your doctor. I spoke with a 16-year-old girl, Ella Horvath, who never knew she even had COVID. She found out because her family decided they needed to take antibody tests when Ella had to go to the doctor. Ella started to experience extreme fatigue. She started to experience dizziness, and the antibody test showed that she alone had had COVID. Here's how 16-year-old Ella described what she was feeling.
It sort of felt like I was crazy. If I tried to express how the symptoms were affecting me, it would either feel like I am exaggerating or just making things up.
Now, Ella's mom, Marianne Capiello, was completely startled when she saw the antibody test result, but she was so relieved to find help for her child at this post-COVID clinic. She said when she did connect with the clinic, she cried. But here was her description of how she saw her daughter.
She was never sick. We never saw her sick. We never got sick. And yet, for over a year of her life, when she's at the height of her health, and on paper, mostly still looks really healthy, she's exhausted and dizzy all the time.
Wow, that sounds really scary. And is there anything being done to help those who are suffering?
Well, when kids get to their doctors, all that can be done right now is treating of symptoms. So, for example, for Ella's dizziness, doctors give salts and supplements, some things like that. But one of the problems is that word really needs to get out among some communities. Doctors have said what they are not seeing at these clinics are children of color. And that is not because they're not suffering COVID. It's because they don't know there are health inequities throughout the pandemic. And it is also being seen in these long COVID cases. One thing that will help, Pfizer announced this week that its vaccine is effective for kids age 5 to 11. That feeds into a message that you hear from all doctors dealing with long COVID. Because we don't know the risks for kids in long COVID because you can't predict it, the one thing you can do is prevention, prevention. Everyone has to wear masks, adults and children, for wherever it is available, for whatever age range it's approved, children need to be vaccinated.
All right, that's GBH reporter Liz Niesloss. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Paris.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. Leaders with the Greater Boston Food Bank are calling on the city to address problems at the intersection of Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard. The Mass Cass area has become the epicenter of Boston's substance abuse and homelessness crisis. Food Bank President Catherine D'Amato says her organization is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on increased security.
We want to feed people. That's why we're asking the mayor to enforce, making sure that the streets are safe and open and that the businesses can conduct their businesses and that the people who need help get the help they need.
Acting Mayor Kim Janey has not commented directly on the food bank's complaint. In other news, CDC advisors are meeting again today to discuss booster shots for the Pfizer COVID vaccine. This week, an FDA panel approved boosters for senior citizens and those at high risk from COVID. Tufts Medical Center epidemiologist Dr. Shira Daron says one thing the FDA panel did not consider are ethical questions about boosters. She says the CDC will weigh in on that issue.
They only considered the science around whether boosters were safe and effective. The CDC's advisory council will take everything into consideration when they recommend boosters and for whom they should be given at this time.
Daron says she believes the Baker administration will look to the CDC's more detailed guidance when it rolls out booster shots in Massachusetts. Meanwhile, there's another population getting ready for their shots. Animals at local zoos. Dr. Chris Bonner is a vet with Zoo New England. He says the shots are going to a small group of animals at the Franklin Park and Stone Zoos who are vulnerable to COVID, including lions, tigers, and gorillas.
With reports of morbidity associated with the virus in zoological animals and with some fatalities reported in lions and tigers, we are eager to get them vaccinated to prevent it in our animals.
Bonner says that so far, no animals at either the Stone or the Franklin Park Zoo have tested positive for COVID. Okay. Good to know. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since animals and the things we do for them, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. Hey, there's another show here at WBUR that's very dear to my heart. And why is that, you ask? Well, because I used to work on it. That show is WBUR's Radio Boston, our local daily news magazine, and it's another way to get a whole bunch of information about what's happening in our city and our region every day. Just search for Radio Boston in your favorite podcast app and hit subscribe.